Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Again, Brad Gober joining us, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you finished out the regular season there Friday night in Hayes against TMP, a 22-0 shutout win. Maybe not as good as your offense has been at times throughout the season, but the defense was obviously strong again with another shutout, second straight shutout for the full game, and really the third straight shutout for your first team defense. Just kind of looking at that, how the game went on Friday night, what were your thoughts the way the kids played there in Hayes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, offensively, you know, we just couldn't put the ball in the end zone for whatever reason. I mean, we had over 300 yards rushing, and, you know, we did some good things, but we just, you know, just fumbled the ball going into the end zone on one series. One, we had a nice drive, fumbled the ball again, and so, you know, the game could have been 28-0 halftime, but it wasn't, you know, and those are mistakes that, you know, that we made that we've got to make sure that we're holding on the football, and especially when we get down to the goal line and just kind of clean some of that stuff up. But, you know, really, you know, we did what we wanted on offense, just couldn't finish, you know. And so, you know, I was a little concerned coming into the game a little bit, you know, just from the idea that the game didn't mean anything, you know, for us in the playoffs, didn't mean anything for them because they had been eliminated already. And so I was a little nervous about, you know, just kind of how we would come out. And, you know, we came out just a little flat, I felt like, and, you know, the game was never in doubt, but we just kind of got through the game, and you know, I think our kids were ready for the playoffs and excited for this. But our defense played well again. You know, they played well all year, and so just proud of our kids and continuing to improve. That way, you know, we can hit the ground running this week.
How much, ease of mind does it bring when you see your defense playing the way they are right now and having the success that they are?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're able to kind of hold, you know, teams, you know, to limit what they can do on offense, you know, it's a huge bonus, you know, when you're able to, you know, for the most part, you know, shut down the run game against whatever teams, you know, whatever team we're seeing, we're able to shut down the run game. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, we're able to defend the pass pretty well. And so generate pass rush. And, you know, our first team defense has not given up a lot of points since week two, you know, and that's just a part of, you know, we've always played well, good defense, and our defensive coordinator, Coach Harris, does a great job developing game plans. And, you know, so our kids just, you know, get after on defense. And part of being a good defense, you just got to get after it. And that's something that we definitely do.
We're talking Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll come back. We'll preview the playoff game Friday night against Larned here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Back on the Locker Room Chat, still with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you have Larned coming up on Friday night, first round of the playoffs here. Team that's 3-5 coming in. They've been up and down a little bit this season. Lost a tough one to Lake in there, 44-38 on Friday to get into this spot, the number four spot out of their district in District 7 in 2A. So when you look at Larned, what are some of the things that have stood out and what pops out the most on film when you see this team?
You know, they're a team that, you know, wants to spread the ball out to run. You know, they're a run-first team, you know, and so even though they line up in the spread, they're trying to establish the run game first. And then from there, if that doesn't go well, you know, they'll go ahead and obviously start throwing the football around. They got some good athletes out on the edge, some slot receivers that are pretty good. Quarterback's only a sophomore, but, you know, he's pretty athletic back there. When things break down, he can make plays with his feet. So, you know, defensively, we're going to have to be really good about, you know, staying in our rush lanes up front on the D-line, and on top of that, fitting properly with some of their zone stuff. We haven't seen a lot of inside zone and split zone, you know, this season. So understanding where we fit and you know, is going to be a big part of that. And then in the secondary, you know, communicating, talking about what, you know, what they're in and what formation they're in, understanding the coverages that we've got called in. That way we can play fast back there too. And, you know, defensively, they're a team that, you know, they're a 4-14, 4-2-5. I would envision that they're going to adjust a little bit of their scheme to fit kind of what we do in offense. I think that they've got a good group of players there that have had some up and down luck at different times this year. And, at this point in the year, you know, it doesn't matter who we play. We got to play at our best no matter what. And because if you don't play at your best, you will be beat. And so we got to be ready to go on Friday.
You've had a couple of nice playoff runs over the last couple of years. How excited is this team to try to kind of duplicate that and have a good run themselves?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go back to 2019 to the state quarterfinals and lost to the eventual state champion. You know, and then the next year we lose in the state semifinals and lost to Hoisington, who was the state runner-up. You know, last year, obviously, we went to state and we're runner-up last year. And, you know, the thing about, going on those long runs, you know, from a team's perspective, like, it is tremendous for these group of kids to get those experiences and to have long runs and to experience what, you know, high school football, you know, when you start talking about, like, the allure of high school football. It's Friday nights under the lights, when it's cold outside, late November, playing football games and nobody else is. And that's one of the best parts of playing high school football. But on top of that, from a program perspective, it's also tremendous for our young kids, too. I mean, you know, our junior class have gotten 9 extra weeks of practice the last 2 years, you know, and that's a full season's worth of practice, you know, that we're getting, for our young guys. And from a program, you know, that's so huge for the development of our kids. You know, they're getting 9 more weeks of continuing to perfect their craft and get better at what we do. And, it's big for them. And so, you know, they get to experience that and they get to get better as well. And that's what kind of helps these programs like us here recently, you know, being able to keep the train rolling because of, you know, the extra reps and extra stuff that we get done. So, you know, from a program perspective, you know, these late runs have been tremendous for us and we hope to continue them in the future. And it's a really cool experience and we're obviously excited for this year and, you know, we'll take it one game at a time.
Brad Gilbert, coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for joining us again, and best of luck against Larned Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll have online video stream Friday night from Beloit with Larned and Beloit in the first round of the playoffs as stream starts at 6:45 at Trojan Field. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. Steve Tiernan joining us now, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, big win for you, 72-6, call it halftime there on Friday night against Fairfield, your final game of the season. I know it was a team that you knew was kind of struggling coming in, but what were some of the things you took away from that win Friday night?
Probably just much anything, just that our guys played hard. I mean, I don't think they worry about who the opponent is. They're going to play hard, and they're going to play football the way football ought to be played, and they do. I mean, our line's just blocking. It's just fun to watch the film. I mean, they're blocked 20, 30 yards down the field. They had one guy block a guy clear out of the back of the end zone. I mean, just things like that that you don't see very often. And it doesn't matter how good the opponent is. I mean, to do that takes effort, and our guys have been putting in a lot of effort.
You look at the game, like you said, with the line play being strong, Doak actually ran for 163 yards and 3 touchdowns, guttery for you there at quarterback, and you were able to get a lot of different guys in, clearly, to play there and contribute offensively. What stood out from that aspect for you, just kind of expanding on what you were talking about with that run game?
Yeah, for the most part, everybody that got in did a very good job. I mean, some of those guys don't get to play quite as much, but the way these last few weeks have gone, I'm going to almost bet our second group gets as many or not more snaps than our first group, and that's kind of starting to show. I mean, those guys are doing some good things out there, and like I said, it's just been – very fortunate this year to stay healthy. I mean, that's key with not many numbers that our health is still there and now moving on. I mean, it's do or die now, so hopefully we stay that way.
How much has that helped you as the season's gone on to get some of those younger kids a chance to play in these games here lately?
I think a lot. I mean, probably as much as anything, it just keeps them interested. I mean, I can't imagine practicing every day just like everybody else does and then not getting to play. But, yeah, to the point that, I mean, because none of them are bad. I mean, like I said, we've got a pretty middle-of-the-road group. I mean, there's one freshman and only a couple of seniors, so we got a lot of guys in between there. And everyone's improved as the year's gone, so if they get called to do it, you know, I think they would feel good about coming in and performing well.
Talking with Steve Chernin, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Take a time out. We'll come back. We'll preview Lynn coming up on Thursday night here on the Locker Room Chats.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osmer.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Steve Chernin, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, you have Lynn coming up in the first round of the playoffs, a team that is 3-5 this year. They've picked up some wins, but picked up a 68-51 win last week over Blue Valley Randolph to get into this game here. Looks like they want to run more than pass, but they can put the ball in the air. When you look at Lynn, what are your thoughts on their group?
Yeah, they do a little bit of everything, and really they're good size. I mean, they're pretty good, big kids, and they've got a running back that looks like he's pretty fast and a quarterback that's pretty good size that runs hard. So, and you're right, if they've got to, they can throw the ball. So we'll have to be ready for anything.
What's your biggest concern with this group heading into the playoffs and a game especially like this against Lynn, where you know just kind of looking at comparative scores and some of the things that have happened this season, you will be a favorite going into it. But what's the message to the kids as you get started with the playoffs here?
No, I mean, I don't know if it's my biggest concern, but just to make sure that we don't look too far ahead. I mean, just, you know, the next step is the next game, and if you don't win the next game, you're done. So you better take it seriously and move on to the next one if the opportunity arises. And really, we've got a group of kids that's not a problem to do that with. But and then, like I say, I even hate saying the word, but just injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, after last year, it just kind of all fell apart all at once to where, you know, that always worries you a little bit. And, I mean, as I tell them, you can get hurt walking across the street. As easy, maybe not as easy as playing football, but injuries happen. And just hopefully, so far we've stayed clear, and hopefully that stays the case.
Steve Chernin, the coach of the Osborne football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best luck against Lynn on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. for your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, brought to you each and every week by Landmark Implement and by Next Tech.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Smith Center coach Darren Sass joining us now. Coach, finished out the regular season with a 56-12 win over Valley Heights there on Friday night. Kind of taking a look back at the contest. Luke Franklin was the one that led you in rustling with 123 yards and two touchdowns in that one. Very balanced offensive attack for you. You got an 85-yard touchdown run from Benji Carr, so that always helps the progress as well in a game like that. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the win there against Valley Heights?
Yeah, you know, I a lot of respect to Valley Heights. Their record doesn't show it, but their team or their offensive and defensive lines really get off the ball well and really well coached. And I thought our guys did a great job of getting off and moving the line of scrimmage. And, yeah, Luke had another good game. All the backs, again, blocking for each other and faking a big part of our offense. And again, we have three guys that can do it for us every week.
So you finished second in the district. I kind of want to, like, take a look back. You know, you never want to fall in a game, but you did lose to Wabunzee there early in district play. How much do you feel like that might have refocused your group here?
Yeah, the early loss to Norton and then losing to Wabunzee, I think we learned a lot from it. It's definitely hard to go through at the time, but you look back and you say, you know, we've grown as a team since then. I think we've started to learn how we need to play. And like you said, you never want to lose, but you definitely do learn a lot from it.
We're talking with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmen. We're going to come back, and when we return, we'll preview the Remington first-round playoff game coming up on Friday night here in the locker room chats on KD Country 94.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
At Next Tech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, Darren Sass with us, coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, again, you move on. First round of the playoffs, you'll take on Remington here coming up on Friday evening, I should say. When you look at this team, 2-6 on the season with Remington, what are you seeing from that group? What stands out the most with their squad?
Offensively, they're similar to Valley Heights we saw last week, the kind of the double wing offense, and so they run the fullback just similar to last week. And yeah, it's kind of a good one to have, where it's not as much learning for our guys here coming into the playoff game.
I cover a lot of teams. Have you seen Remington before in the past?
We played them last year. Okay. In the second round of the playoffs.
And so, obviously, that helps you moving forward as well. It does look like they will put the ball in the air when they get the chance at times. Obviously, more heavy run with this group, but what do you see from their quarterback over there?
Yeah, you're right. He throws a good ball, and they got some tall receivers, I think 6'5", one of the receivers. So he goes up and gets it. So, yeah, a little bit more pass than we saw last week, so our D-backs are going to have to be ready to go again.
When you look at this group heading into the postseason, I know Smith Center has a tradition of making it to the playoffs and obviously making deep runs in the playoffs at times as well. But, I mean, every group is going to be a little bit different. You have different guys heading into different positions. So what's the message to this year's group as you get ready for this postseason run here?
Yeah, it's survive and advance, right? It's each week can end your season, and we talk about that. We want them to understand that you're down to that point of the year, and so there can't be any more times where we wish we'd have fixed this or wish we'd have fixed that. So yeah, it's execution on both sides of the ball and special teams, and get to the next game.
Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center football team, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Remington Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust, fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed, and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit NCKSSports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray. And by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
This is Jason Broadfoot, and you're listening to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We have our Wednesday night Locker Room Chats. And joining us, Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Struckoff. And coach, congratulations, district champions. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. You know, that's kind of one of the goals we've been working for all year long. Didn't really know what some of these teams had to offer, you know, coming into the year. Knew it was going to be a fairly tough go of it, and just thankful that we've stayed healthy all year long and obtained one of the goals that we would like to have accomplished by the end of the year already.
On Friday night, they defeated Wallace County 42-6, another solid performance by your guys, another balanced attack. You had both some offense, put some points on the board, and the defense, holding Wallace County to just six.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good effort there by our defense. The touchdown we gave up was a long touchdown pass, and then, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, maybe a little offensive PI there, guy pushed off at the end. So I feel like the defense did a really good job this week. Offensively, we were just efficient again this week, both passing and run. 10 of 13 passing is always good. And obviously, our run game was pretty good as well this week. So just nice to have that mix of run and pass option where we can spread the ball around a little bit more and just be efficient in both pass and run.
Was the passing game something at the beginning of the season that you thought you would be this efficient with, or did it, or was this just something that just kept happening along the way, so you just kept rolling with it?
You know, we've seen a lot of heavy looks defensively, five-man fronts, four-man fronts, and you kind of have to get more efficient passing-wise when people do that to you because it's extremely hard to run. And we knew we had a quarterback that was capable of being very efficient, and he's done a really good job of just getting it out to his athletes this year and letting those guys work in space. And just being smart with the football. He doesn't have a whole lot of turnovers, not very many interceptions. So just some growth, you know, from last year to this year. I had a few picks last year, but kind of grown from that and just been very efficient with it.
Who have been the leaders on the defensive side of the ball? You know, offense gets a lot of attention, but sometimes, you know, a lot of times you're holding your opponents down to single digits if they're scoring at all. So defense leading the way as well. Who have been some of the leaders on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, if you look at a pure defensive player, you're looking at Joshua Ferguson that plays linebacker for us. He can do a little bit of everything. Averages, I think, you know, over 13 tackles a game, so he's just a wrecking force when it comes to tackling. And then he also, you put him out in pass coverage, he's got several pass deflections. I don't think he has an interception this year, but he really does a great job getting to where he needs to in his zones and reading the pass if they're passing. Just one of those kids that really studies film and puts himself in a position to win every week. And then you've probably got second leader on defense, you probably got Dalton Bice there, defensive end for us. Probably doesn't get the recognition and he deserves. He just has a motor. Goes 100% all the time. Chasing plays from the backside last week or this week. Getting Sharon Springs. He's, 10 yards from the ball. They're running the sweep opposite side, and he catches them for a 10-yard gain from the backside. So, you know, it's just plays like that can save touchdowns for you, and that's what he brings to the table, you know, just bringing that motor every play. So, really good football player.
Listening to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We'll be back with more with Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strucka.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Back here on the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strucka. All right, you turn the page. It's now the new season, or the postseason, if you will, and you start off with Wilson. What do you know about Wilson here?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about Wilson. I know that they've got two guys, just from watching film, they got two guys that are pretty athletic, that not very big athletes, but they're very shifty athletes. And, you know, just have to play efficient against them. Just have to do what you do and come out and set the tone right away with them on how you want to play the game. Roster size, they're not overly big, so I think that's one of the advantages we have against Wilson is that they're not a very big football team. So hopefully we can use that to our advantage. And
You had a pretty deep run last year into the playoffs, and so maybe a lot of the kids kind of know the routine a little bit, but is there anything you change up once the playoffs hit?
No, I'm pretty superstitious. We stay the same with about everything we do all the time. You know, I'll add in some drills here and there every once in a while, but I'm the type of person that wants to stay the same all the time, so we just work hard every day at practice. We don't change our routine any. We just do what we do. You know, you get into it, it's good for kids to keep a routine. I think it's the consistency. You know, it's like we're not ever going to, you know, hey, yeah, we might not play a very good opponent this week, but we're going to work as if we're playing, you know, one of the best opponents in the state every week. And that's just our mindset we have coming into practice each week. And it's something we preach as coaches, hey, treat every week the same no matter who your opponent is. So that's just one of the things we do.
Okay. And do you have everybody ready to go for this one against Wilson?
Yeah, we're fully healthy. I'm very thankful for that. It's a blessing. You know, a lot of the years it comes down to just staying healthy in the playoffs, and that, you know, a team gets lucky. I think there's probably, you know, six teams every year that can kind of compete for a state championship, but it's the teams that stay healthy all the way through that are going to be there at the end. So we're just very blessed and thankful that we have stayed healthy this far this year. You know, knock on wood, hopefully we can keep it that way.
All right, Coach. Well, you start off with Wilson, and hopefully it's a long run into the postseason. Good luck, and I hope you stay healthy and have a fine postseason.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Head Coach Joel Starkoff of the Thunder of Thunder Ridge, and we'll be back with more on Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen & Slavic, CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.